keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flat Stick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now, from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I am your host, Vince Tropea. Great Thursday afternoon, or afternoon, that's where I'm that far ahead, folks. Great Thursday morning to y'all. It is beautiful out there here in Lander, Wyoming. I'm hoping it is for the rest of you all in Fremont County. It's supposed to be pretty clear today, tomorrow hopefully as well, with some of that nasty weather coming back this weekend. I say nasty, but as always, we need it. We need that moisture. But yeah, looking pretty nice out today, so get out and enjoy it. We've definitely got a great show in store for you today with a lot of fun happening in studio yesterday. We had the Low Water String Band stop by. Great, great local band making waves the past few years here, playing festivals, releasing EPs. They've got a lot going on. Their new EP is called Wyoming Winds. They released that back in April, and the Low Water String Band will be celebrating the release of that EP to commemorate a decade of playing music together. They're going to have a release party at the Coulter Loft this weekend, May 7th at 7 p.m. It was awesome getting to chat with them about the band's history, and we'll also be playing a couple of their tunes for you to enjoy as well. But before we get to the band and the interview and the tunes, a quick reminder to our KOVE listeners, as we've been mentioning, more programming is coming your way. We've got Our American Stories, positive stories about generosity, courage, resilience, and redemption. That debuted this week and will air 1 to 4 weekdays throughout the weeks coming up. Native American Calling now airs from 4 to 5 p.m. and local programming from 5 to 6. And more will be coming soon. We've got a lot coming your way. More talk, more local, and more Fremont County action as the months and summer days come by. Quick weather update before we go to our commercial break. According to the National Weather Service in Riverton, it's going to be a nice day for most of the county with sunshine, some clouds, and warmer temperatures. It'll be locally breezy in the afternoon, but showers will return in the west tonight and tomorrow. Windy and warm tomorrow as well, with showers returning for many over the weekend. Today, though, mostly sunny, highs around 68 for most of the county, with just some winds gusting up to 22 miles per hour. Nothing too crazy. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 42 degrees, wind chills taking it to the upper 30s, and some gusting winds up to 22 miles per hour. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to play one of the new, one of their songs from the new EP, Lowell Water String Band. The song's been out for a while, but the EP, Wyoming Winds, and the titular song we'll be playing when we come back from break after a quick word from our sponsors.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane, too, at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
Put a little spring in your step at Palace Pharmacy in Lander. Palace Pharmacy and Palace Apparel. Let's get ready for spring with baby gifts, handmade soaps, bath bombs, cute spring and summer clothes, huge selection of purses at Palace Pharmacy, and gnomes. You gnome it, Palace Pharmacy has it. A cute and wide selection of decoration gnomes. From clothes, to gifts, to the pharmacy, to sweet treats, and so much more. Palace Pharmacy in Lander, 1255 Main Street. Ask the Expert and the Lander Biz Show with the Lander Chamber of Commerce. I'm Shireen Herrera, and every weekday at 4 o'clock on KOVE 1330 AM, we get to ask the expert and hear from local Lander businesses.
Watch county10.com for the podcast after each episode is complete. The Lander Biz Show, powered by the Lander Chamber of Commerce.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences, so we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices, which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Fremont County's Startup Challenge Pitch Night is Thursday, May 12th at the CWC Business and Health Sciences Building in Room 100. Be there at 5:30 p.m. Watch the Startup Challenge finalists pitch their ideas to local judges in hopes of securing up to $50,000 in seed funding. We will have an audience choice winner that you can vote on. There will be a reception afterwards, too. Don't miss it. Get all the information about Fremont County's Startup Challenge Pitch Night online at impact307.org and click on the Events tab.
Hallett winds, Wyoming winds, come save me. I am lost in your great divine. I need a sign, come show me the way. Hallett winds, come and show me the way. Wyoming winds, come and save me. I am lost in your great divine. I need a sign, come show me the way. Hallett winds, come show me the way. And let my soul be free. Run with me. Let the moon shine bright on a pass tonight. Cross a plate, come and carry me away. Let me ride your spirit tonight. Oh, pronghorn, come and save me. And let my soul be free. Run with me. Let the moon shine bright on a pass tonight. Playing your games, lay the hell out for me. You are a trickster that I can see. Don't you play no tricks on me. And let my soul be free. Run with me. Let the moon shine bright on a pass tonight. Blackbird, fly away from me. Don't you darken me with your wings. But you cast a spell darker than I can see. Oh, Blackbird, fly from me. And let my soul be free. Run with me. Let the moon shine bright on a pass tonight. Wyoming friends, come and save me. I am lost in your great divine. I need a sign, come and show me the way. Howling winds, come and show me the way. Yeah, I need a sign, come and show me the way. Howling winds, come and show me the way. Yeah, I need a sign, come and show me the way. Wyoming winds, come and show me the way. Wyoming winds, come and show me the way.
All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. As we teased before the break, and as you just listened to one of their new tunes, we are in studio with the Low Water String Band. We just got done listening to their song, Wyoming Winds. It's off of their new EP. It was released on April 29th, marking the band's 10-year anniversary. The four songs release party will be at the Culture Loft, and that'll be 7 o'clock on May 7th, so that'll be this weekend. Coming up, Wyoming Wind, the album is available to stream on all major streaming platforms and for purchase as a CD. But before we talk about the nitty-gritty, how are we doing today, Low Water String Band?
We're doing great, man. We're doing great. Thanks for having us, Vince.
It's Who am I talking to here?
Oh, this is Joe LaFever, mandolin, violin, singing, some songwriting. Jokes, talking, yakety yak on the old mic, you know?
All those things and more on the new EP. We also have Mr. Stuart Sarofsky. Could you just introduce yourself and tell us what you play?
I'm playing the guitar, and Annie and I trade up, and I'll play a little bit of bass on a few songs, too. In fact, one of the songs on this EP I do play bass on, so what fun.
Howdy, Vince. I'm Annie Scott, and I play the bass most of the time, but like Stuart said, sometimes I play the guitar.
Get the switch up action. It sounds like you guys are multi-instrumentalists. I've been following you guys for years. I love your music. I love your guys' stage presence and style. And there are a couple other band members who aren't here, correct?
Yeah, you know, there are those that have passed on, and then those.
Oh no!
No, I'm just kidding. Nobody in the band has died, but you know, we've tried earnestly to keep any drummers from entering the group to avoid that. Spinal Tap like scenario.
Don't want the Spinal Tap scenario.
No, yeah. We don't want like multiple dead drummers. We're keeping, you know, we're keeping them alive by keeping them out of the band.
And it's not like that thing you do. The bass players have names.
Yes, so no, absolutely. And that was, I should say, that was Stuart Sarofsky, our guitar player, who was talking earlier. But yeah, Jared Scott, our banjo player and also songwriter singer for the band, is not with us today. He's watching the shop while Annie comes down. And, you know, helps us out, rounding out the roughness of these dudes here.
Exactly. We just got done listening to Wyoming Winds. That's the titular song off of the new EP, correct?
Yes, indeed. You know, it's kind of been a long journey for Wyoming Wind. We actually recorded a video and recorded the song, I want to say 4 to 5 years ago, and released the song on that video. But then we didn't have it down on wax, as it were. So we put out this EP with three other songs, 12 Cold Graves, Young Man's Game, and Waiting. To kind of round it out and just to kind of catalog and make sure that we got that down and in another format that people could easily access without having to watch the video every time.
You guys have a big release on May 7th this weekend at the Culture Loft, correct? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Indeed. So we, you know, we looked at what it cost to print the CDs and we thought we've got to get some of that money back however we can. Uh-huh. So we decided to have this release party. We also, you know, after we had already set the date, we realized, hey, isn't this our 10-year anniversary? Oh, well, heck yeah, it certainly happens to be. So we're having a little release party, also a 10-year anniversary. We're also going to be doing two full sets. There'll be a nominal fee at the door, but that will come with the door prize of the CD or perhaps a bandana or something like that if you'd prefer. We've got stickers and all sorts of stuff like that. It should be a fun evening.
Fun evening. You got merchandise. You guys are going to be, are you performing?
Indeed. We've got two hot sets, although I do want to talk to these guys about the length of those sets. We might have gone very ambitious.
So, yeah, 3-hour night, 2-hour-and-a-half long sets.
Yeah, full-on performance. There will be a bartender and a fully stocked bar to your right.
Low Water String Band goes electric for the second half.
just plays electric versions of all their tunes.
Something quite ironic in that is that with enough money, you can make your acoustic instrument sound like your acoustic instrument, but electrified.
Oh.
Yeah, it actually is pretty expensive to make a, make an acoustic an acoustic instrument electric and then make it acoustic again sounding. It's a weird
sounds
process.
Sounds kind of convoluted, but you probably the results are probably worth it.
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
Now, this EP, I want to talk about that here in just a moment, a little bit more, some of the other songs on the album. Where they come from, but can we have a little bit of background info on the Low Water String Band? You guys have been together 10 years now.
Indeed. I'm going to let Annie fill this one.
So how did the Low Water String Band start, Miss Annie?
Well, let's think back, fellas. When I came on the scene 16 years ago, I met Jared and we were dating. These fellas, Joe, Stuart, and Jared, were in another band with John Kidwell, and it had people come and go of all our friend groups, musician friend groups. And we just started playing together. We started jamming at the Lander Bar every Sunday afternoon, which just became like the most wonderful sponsored rehearsal.
And I remember, like, the beginning, because I used to work there around that time, and I remember I never got to work on Sundays, which was always a bummer, but I remember being like, oh, wait, this is kind of turning into a thing.
Yeah, and we would have musicians just float in and out, and one day a Knowles instructor that I had met came over and said, oh, I play the fiddle. Can I come sit in with you? And we were a little suspicious, and it turned out he's one of the best musicians we've ever played with. Oh, yeah. So Jacob Weiss came, and it kind of just was this catalyst for us to name the band, which really helped kind of formulate what we were doing, start writing some new songs. And even when Jacob moved on to med school, we kept it going. It feels fresh, and we are all impressed that we still like each other 10 years later.
Well, that's a good sign of a band that has some longevity. I mean, yeah, 10 years you guys have been doing it. So you didn't have any there wasn't the plan to start a band with those jam sessions, was it?
It just
kind of came naturally?
Yeah, it just happened. It just came together in exactly the right way, and we just started we started a sound together. That is what the band sounds like. I don't think I've ever been a part of something that's happened quite like that. It just we have our own thing together.
That's awesome. And when did you guys officially kind of start playing together? Was it, you know, a few years after those jam sessions, or?
No, I think what was our first gig?
I think we started playing some Knowles Christmas parties or something like that, or maybe there. Well, I think that we did some art in the afternoon, where, you know, it'd be pre-Christmas time and everybody would be bustling around buying their local art, and they'd have us stuffed in a corner looking at a songbook. Yeah, we did some Mr. D's Thanksgiving time, Christmas time gigs. Those were always a trip.
In the liquor store.
Yeah.
Did those coincide with the wine tastings that they would do there?
You know, I don't think so. They just randomly had us in there standing in front of the seafood freezer, you know, picking some tunes, and then we'd say, well, maybe we should go play in produce, and so we'd wander over to
like produce.
Yeah, you know, and it was all just a prelude to ending up in the liquor store, but, you know, no one would take the hint and give us the booze, so but, you know, that came with success later, people giving us the booze.
I think so. I mean, you guys seriously though, you've really come together as a group.
Oh, thank you.
I'm really excited. I mean, it's cool seeing the longevity over the years. As I said, I've been a faraway observer of it. It's kind of neat to see the beginning stages of it. Now you guys are having the release party. Once again, for any of our listeners just tuning in, that is going to be May 7th, 7 p.m. at the Coulter Loft. The 4-song EP is called Wyoming Wind. Joe, you were kind of mentioning a little bit before the show started about one of the songs and what the story is behind it, correct?
Indeed. You know, Annie had expressed some interest in wanting to do some songwriting because there's a lot of different stuff in the band as far as like the songs that Jared and I were writing. And we wanted to kind of take a crack at something. And I brought up this old story of, gosh, what was her actual name? Her name is not actually Polly Bartlett.
It's Peggy Burnett.
Peggy Burnett.
Peggy Burnett.
You know, yeah, so she was an old a hostess at a boarding house up in, I think, Miner's Delight, South Pass, something like that. Back in the day. And people who are from around here will know what we're talking about. She and her dad and maybe her brother killed about 20 different miners or more for the gold in their pockets.
And kind of under the auspice of, it was like a hotel, yes, people were staying there, exactly. And they didn't leave.
They would check in, but they would check out.
Yeah.
Roach Hotel actually borrowed that from that scenario. Just kidding. But anywho, so we were like, well, we need to write a murder ballad. We've got all these great songs about a variety of things, but like, well, the thing that's going to legitimize us as a band is a murder ballad.
That is kind of true.
And then we realized that she was maybe a bad subject because she killed so many people. There was like an unbelievable amount of number of people. It was like 22 plus people that she killed. It was like, okay, that's not a murder ballad. That's like a murder mystery ballad.
It's its whole true crime podcast ballad. Yeah.
Another thing I really liked about the idea and how it turned out is that it's a murder ballad about a woman who's the murderer and not the woman being murdered, which is like really typical and really overdone in bluegrass music.
So it's empowering.
I mean, she was not a nice lady, but it's kind of nice to flip the script.
No, and you don't hear about it as often, so it's just kind of a neat real lore that has ties to Fremont County.
And we initially aimed for like, oh, this was a real thing that happened, and then realized we'd have to amend a lot of the original story because, one, the unbelievable amount of people that she killed, it was so many. We thought 12 was pretty unbelievable, and that was what we settled on as a reasonable number. And then also her name was not exactly the most phonetic, so we changed that to flow a little better in the lyrics. And then also to protect her identity, which we're just blowing out of the water right now. But
identity unprotected, but it's historical fact. So it's out there in the public sphere. What was the name of the tune again?
Oh, it was called 12 Cold Graves. And that one features Annie singing and playing guitar on it. And then Stuart on the bass.
Stuart, real quick, I know you said you didn't want to be talking too much while we're on here, but I did want to ask, are you involved with the songwriting process? What's your role?
I'm not much of a poet, so we rely on Jared and Joe mostly as the McCartney Lennon group thing going on, and Annie's a great little songwriter too. I basically add to the essence of the music itself when people bring songs to the band. And once we start working on them, there's always something somebody wants to add or subtract, the intro or the outro or whatever. So it all works out pretty good for the best. One thing I did want to mention, too, getting back to Wyoming Wind, is there is an extra guitarist on that that track as well. Brian Hansen played with us for a couple years. I happened to misstep one night and did a header down the stairs, broke my arm. And we had some gigs to play, and I had a broken arm in a cast. So Joe had played some music with Brian in a band called the Fluffy Buffalo.
Oh, the Fluff.
Yeah.
That's the Fluff.
And so we brought him on, and Brian did a great job of filling in. And when I healed up, I said, Brian's so much fun to play music with. Let's just keep him on. And he played music with us until he moved. Where did he move to?
Hopefully not to that Bartlett
Minneapolis
Hotel.
I believe. Yeah, he moved to Minneapolis.
And actually, Brian will be playing a couple gigs with us this summer. He and his wife, Libby, and their young daughter, Coco, will be in town for a former colleague's wedding. And during that couple-week window there, we're going to have him come and sit in with a couple of our gigs. It should be way fun to retread that old ground with him.
That is way fun because, I mean, you're still kind of continuing that beginning essence of the group, which is the free form.
Yeah. I mean, you're never really out. You can move away.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if you come back, we're going to make you play.
That is actually very true about later. I was one of the people that came here, left, and then came back. When I came back, people were like, we like this guy. He's we don't like him, but we'll accept him.
You're
we'll
a lander. You're one of us. One of us. One of us.
Do you know what movie that's from?
Oh, I don't.
1933 film called Freaks.
Oh, yeah.
Used real circus freaks. A lot of film laws popped up because of that movie.
I do know that movie. That is a really creepy movie.
There's a song in
there. Yeah, I was going to say. For some reason, a woman murdering like 20 people is more appealing, I think, to listeners than a song about like bearded ladies and pinhead freaks and
that juxtaposition of the lurid subject matter and with beautiful banjo music and mandolins. I am all about that. I really, really like that style. What about the other songs on the EP? Any interesting stories behind those or just of the recording process from you guys?
Well, the other two songs on there are Waiting, which is just a nice little love song about waiting for the one true love, that sort of thing. Nice and pretty, and that actually highlights something that goes on with the writing process. I wrote that song, but when I brought it to the group, Jared and Stuart speak their own language of maybe rhythm, guitar, and banjo, and so they formed and implemented these licks that are very evident in there. And that's one of the great things about the songwriting process with these guys is bringing the song and the chordal structure to them and having them say, I'm hearing this. And I hear what they are hearing. And I think, yeah, absolutely. That's amazing. You know, solos and all that stuff are free form, but then the little licks that make up the song or that the song parts pivot on, it's great to have these accomplished musicians in there helping us out with that and making it all sound pretty professional.
Do you think your origins of kind of improvisational music were big with that, getting used to each other?
Yeah, you know, I think, well, oh gosh, I guess I'll speak for myself in this regard, but I feel like coming at it as a rank amateur and then maturing and getting better over the last 10 years has been a great place to come at it from and it contributes to the longevity, because if I was a really super superlative player that needed something, needed a certain degree from the other players, you know, I don't think the copacetic nature of the band would have continued. But my growth playing the instruments that I do has been humbling. and as such, that has allowed us great leeway with allowing each other to grow at the pace that we need to grow individually. And it got us where we ended up, where we're all still happy 10 years later, you know. We've all kind of grown at a similar pace. So.
Exactly. Still together 10 years later. Once again, the release album for the release party for the EP, May 7th, this weekend, 7 p.m. at the Coulter Loft. Do you guys have any other shows coming up that you wanted to promote while you're here?
Yeah, no, we've got one that's kind of under wraps at the moment. That's going to be kind of a bigger one coming up in June. Just keep your eyes peeled to the local events calendar for that.
I'd say, where can people keep their eyes peeled? Do you guys have a Facebook page, website?
Yeah. You can look at our Facebook page, our Instagram, and then also we have a website, and all of those upcoming dates and access to these songs should be on there as well.
Perfect.
Yeah.
In addition to this weekend when folks can come see you guys live and get the merchandise and CD or the EP there, where else can people get your music?
Oh, Apple Music, iTunes, that sort of thing, Spotify. Basically, as part of our production program that we got our CDs printed through, they get us streaming on all available platforms as well. So basically, whatever you're out there using for music, we're on it.
Kind of tagging back to members of the band, I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention the important contribution of Brad Christensen to the band. Currently, he's a manager and sound technician, which is quite a combo that you can't find just hanging around anywhere. And I think that Brad kind of coming to the band and presenting us with this idea of recording and making a CD drove the process for sure. And I don't think that we would have done it.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's a pretty, the actual otherwise, recording process is daunting unless you have someone who knows what they're doing. And Brad's just so instrumental with a number of local musicians.
So, you know, having Preferred Records in in Lander, you know, made it possible for all of us with our busy schedules to get together and record and do great things. And I think that recording that CD, you know, got us on Wyoming Public Radio, and it got us into festivals because people started hearing our music.
Yeah, you guys played at Tree Fort, right?
Long story. Well, the 2021 was canceled, and it was canceled a second time, and then when it reopened, it just didn't work in our schedules very well, so we didn't play there. But man, what fest we've played a bunch of times. We've played No Woodstock a couple times, three times. Yeah. No Woodstock. We played Bear Trap up on Casper Mountain.
Nice.
We also played the Bighorn Mountain Fest. Just got us all around the state. We did a tour with Screen Door Porch and Geelong Crossland, the Wyo Americana Caravan. That got us all around in Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Utah, Idaho. That was an awesome catalyst as well for the band. Just got us all around. I think playing music in Wyoming is that actual adage of the small town with long streets, because you run into the same people. I look forward to the summer because I know we're going to see all these friends that we haven't seen.
Oh, big smiling faces.
Yeah, big hugs. You know, fun impromptu music sessions with friends. It's always good.
Well, and who knows what's in store for you guys next? Because, I mean, you had the 10 years of playing together. You had the improvisational nature at the beginning, playing at gigs, touring all over. And it's such a different thing when you're playing in front of a large audience. It really makes you up your presentation, your stage presence, and all of that. Mm-hmm. You guys kind of just feel like that's culminating in this EP?
It's culminating, I think, in any of our live performances. Brad also, just to bring him in, loves to talk about stagecraft and always is pushing us to make smoother transitions between songs and be more professional with
the
way we
plan
them out.
Well, luckily you got Joe for banter over here.
I am like literally the caulk of the band. I am the mortar between the bricks that are our songs. Wait, maybe that's not a good analogy. But anyway, yeah, no. I'm trying to get better at those segues, so I have to do less of the jawing between.
I love that we pitched to you how good you are at segues. That was the most struggle. The first time I've seen you not have words.
Well,
ready.
If I had like an audience in front of me that I could see, or a mandolin in my hands, you'd just watch me squirm my way into something much more masterful than that. Yeah, but no, a big thanks to everybody who's shown interest and supported us through the years. Like, this 10 years wouldn't have gone so smoothly or been have snuck up on us so surprisingly had it not been so enjoyable and easy the whole time.
Definitely. Yeah. And once again, for our listeners, the band, Low Water String Band, their new EP, Wyoming Wind, came out on April 29th, and they are having their EP release party at the Coulter Loft above the Lander Bar in Lander, Wyoming, May 7th, this weekend at 7 p.m. Guys, thanks for stopping by today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Vince. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Oh, I will be there, my friend. I will be there. All right, we're going to go and take a quick commercial break, and we come back.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy, with a quick quiz. Physical and occupational therapy experts at Teton Therapy can help with which of the following: A, sports injuries, B, post-joint surgeries, or C, work-related injuries. The answer is D. Our amazing staff can expertly handle all of the above. How can physical and occupational therapy improve your life? Find the answer with a free 30-minute consultation. Schedule yours today at TetonTherapyPC.com.
Experiencing a disaster can have a devastating impact on your life. However, having a company as a partner can help mitigate the recovery process, providing you with fast, reliable, and local help. R&R Flood and Fire has you covered with the experience to get the job done right. Whether you're dealing with flood or fire damage or mold removal, leave it up to the professionals at R&R Flood and Fire to bring your property back to its original form. The pros at R&R Flood and Fire bring exceptional attention to detail and top-notch service every step of the way. Plus, they have a great understanding of the local community. R&R is the local disaster relief company you can trust. Fair prices, locally owned and operated. For free estimates, free mold inspections, get help now by calling 307-851-3794. R&R Flood and Fire.
Hey, Wind River Hotel and Casino patrons, looking for a quick bite or a decadent meal to enjoy at the Wind River Hotel and Casino? We've got you covered with the Buffalo Sportsbook Grill and Janiku Cafe. Hours for the Buffalo Sportsbook Grill are 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Wednesday and 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. Hours for the Janiku Cafe are 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily. And don't forget to feed yourself while you're winning big at the Wind River Hotel and Casino. Play, stay, and win.
Wind River Hotel and Casino. Play.
I'm John Whiteside, CEO of Sage West Healthcare. Today, we're ready for your emergencies at Sage West Healthcare. From heart attacks, strokes, to accidents, illness, and injuries, we're here for you and your family when you need us most. Around the clock and close to home, as an accredited chest pain center, we provide a higher level of care for heart attacks and other cardiac emergencies. Sage West Healthcare, today, every day. Learn more at sagewesthealthcare.com.
All right, we are back. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. We just got done listening to 12 Cold Graves by the Low Water String Band. That was one of the songs that they were talking about during the interview, and such an awesome tune. I mean, that's just so cool that it has ties to Fremont County history. Kind of lurid subject matter for the early AM crowd, we do understand. But when it sounds so pretty coming out of Annie's singing voice there, how can you be upset with that? Great song. And once again, that's the Low Water String Band that'll be performing and celebrating an album release, an EP release, at the Coulter Loft above the Lander Bar this Saturday, May 7th at 7 p.m. Go check it out. It sounds like you pay a little fee, but you get to have some a CD or some merchandise, and you get to hang out with some cool folks and listen to some great music. Be sure to go check that out. We're going to go ahead and move on with the rest of the show. Today in the 10 segments, we've got Jared Anderson with some Fremont County news coming your way, as well as Wyatt Barichka's sports update, immediately followed by National Native News and the Agriculture Today report. We'll follow that. All that coming your way right now.
For County10.com, I'm Jared Anderson. A vehicle pursuit involving multiple Fremont County law enforcement agencies took place across the Lander area on Tuesday evening and through downtown Lander at one point. Wyoming Highway Patrol Lieutenant Travis Hauser told County 10 that the pursuit began as a traffic complaint when the vehicle was reported to be throwing trash at other vehicles and driving erratically. BIA officers were the first to make contact with the vehicle, which had two passengers in addition to the driver, but after making a traffic stop, the vehicle took off. Lieutenant Hauser then stated the Wyoming Highway Patrol were called into the pursuit, along with Lander Police Department and Fremont County Sheriffs. They joined in the North Fork Road area, where at one point the vehicle was forced to make a U-turn on a dead-end road and resulted in a minor collision with two of the patrol vehicles. The driver then made their way on Highway 287 and into Lander. Lieutenant Hauser was able to confirm that the pursuit never really reached high speeds and that the driver was able to avoid multiple spike strip deployments and one tactical vehicle intervention. The pursuit ultimately ended with the arrests of all three individuals after a successful second attempt at a tactical vehicle intervention. The identity of the driver nor the passengers was made available. However, the Wyoming Highway Patrol did comment that there was suspected drug use. Some Fremont County entrepreneurs will get their moment in the spotlight here very soon with Impact 307's Startup Challenge Final Round. Brian Young, the executive director of the Fremont County branch of Impact 307, tells us more about the Startup Challenge.
Back in January, we opened applications for the 2022 Fremont County Startup Challenge. What that is a business competition for local people with ideas, business ideas. They don't have to have done much more than thought about it. Some of the finalists that we have right now have, been in business. Maybe they're adding an ancillary product or service to an existing business, that sort of thing. We started, like I said, back in January. We had 37 applicants from Fremont County for the competition. We whittled that down to about nine semifinalists, local judges who all come from this community because they know the local market more than I do. I'm relatively new here, coming over last year and relocating here. And so they took those nine semifinalists, listened to some pitches from them about their business ideas, and then they took that down to the five finalists that we have for the Startup Challenge event next Thursday night. Doors open at 5:30. It's over at Central Wyoming College in the Health Sciences Center, which is that big building on the right when you come in the driveway, the newer looking building, room 100, ground floor, again, next Thursday night, May 12th.
The Missing and Murdered Indigenous Peoples March for Justice is happening this Saturday, the 7th at 11 a.m., leaving the 789 gas station and walking to Riverton City Park. Participants are asked to wear a mask and adhere to COVID-19 guidelines. The meeting time is 10 a.m. at the gas station, and the march will convene at City Park at 12:30 for a rally for justice. Well, you've probably heard the rumors for a while, and if you haven't, you'd certainly caught the County 10 post recently about the new Japanese steakhouse coming to Riverton. Jerry Zhang, the manager of Sapporo Restaurants in Rock Springs and Ichiban Japanese Steakhouse in both Evanston and Rollins, says he's thrilled to bring a hibachi-style Japanese steakhouse to Fremont County. All the details on their grand opening celebration on the new Japanese steakhouse coming to Riverton under the great Riverton Biz series, which is made possible by Edward Jones McPryor. And finally, want to let you know that it's Cinco de Mayo, and there's a big Cinco de Mayo celebration happening in downtown Riverton tonight from 4 to 8 at the Java Java parking lot. Come to the sampling station and enjoy some themed drinks from businesses all across town. There's going to be snacks, music, and, of course, Jack FM will be out there as well. So come on by, say hello if you're in the neighborhood at the Java Java parking lot this evening from 4 to 8. Have a great Thursday for County 10. I'm Jared Anderson.
This is the County 10 Sports Update, giving updates of what's happening with sports in Fremont County. Here's your host, Wyatt Barichka.
Riverton High School boys golf team was invited to the National High School Tournament this summer. The tournament will take place at Pinehurst, located at North Carolina. Senior Brett Jones is looking forward to the tournament with his team one last time.
To get to go play one of the most prestigious golf courses in the United States, to do it with each other, to have one last experience together this summer is really cool.
Head coach Lars Flanagan is excited for his team to have the opportunity to play this summer.
I'm looking at it just as individuals. We have three kids that are seniors, Candy, Dax, and Brett Jones, who will be, that will be their last hurrah of high school sports, so to speak. And I want them to enjoy it. What a better way to do that. And then I'm being a little greedy with some of our younger kids that are going. I want them to be better players. I want this to be a great experience for them, so when they come in the fall, they're that much better than they were in the spring.
Brody Dale is surprised about receiving the invite and is looking forward to representing Wyoming.
It was actually quite a bit of a surprise. I mean, it's a pretty big tournament to go, be going from Wyoming. Riverton, too. It's pretty surprising that we're one of those teams that get to go. It should actually be really good for Wyoming in general, just that we have a team out there and we're actually competing at a huge national event all the way across the country.
Kyle Graham is looking forward to playing with the seniors one final time.
I'm really excited to play with the seniors for one last tournament. I mean, the team we had last year was probably the best team in any sport I've ever had. They just made it so much fun, and the seniors are a lot of fun to play with.
You can check out the full article at county10.com as Riverton will be hosting a fundraising event this Saturday beginning at 10 a.m. at the Riverton Country Club. Lander Valley High School will be hosting Cody Today for soccer beginning at 3 p.m. for the Lady Tigers and 5 p.m. for the boys. The Tigers will have their senior night today. The full Fremont County schedule is now online at county10.com, which includes baseball schedules as we will kick off tomorrow in Fremont County for Lander. And the County 10 kickoff show will air tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, streaming online at county10.com. We will talk with Lander Valley High School track and field before the Shane Brock track meet on Saturday. All sports coverage can be found here at county10.com, including schedules, results, and more. This has been your County 10 Sports Update. I'm Wyatt Barichka. Have a great Thursday.
Last winter, some people in Fremont County were without power for as long as 5 days. Don't let that happen to you. Call Darren Hubble at Perfect Power about getting an emergency backup power generator for your home or business. Power failures, even for a few hours, are terribly inconvenient. And if they last long enough, the food in your refrigerator and freezer can spoil, and your pipes can freeze. Just call Perfect Power at 332-7184 or 349-4726. Perfect Power, across from the Pit Stop in Lander.
Whether we're face-to-face or learning virtually, we all need to set a good example by treating everyone with respect. Nobody should be mean to others, so stop and think before you say or do something that could hurt someone. If you feel like being mean, find something else to do. If you've bullied someone in the past, apologize. Let's make Wyoming Indian School District 14 the friendliest ever. Wyoming Indian High School, Wyoming Indian Middle School, and Wyoming Indian Elementary. Fremont County School District 14.
This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
tribal advocates are discussing the need to advance the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
Advocates say it's a human rights imperative. The declaration recognizes Native peoples' survival and self-determination, their land and culture, and political participation. Countries such as Canada, Mexico, and New Zealand are taking steps to implement it. Tribal leaders and advocates here say it's time for the U.S. to do the same. For example, they want the government to have closer consultation with tribes on key issues. Attorney Walter Echohawk is a member of the Pawnee Nation. He says the Obama administration endorsed the declaration in 2010, but there's been little movement since.
We have no national plan here in the U.S. to implement the declaration, and the Biden administration appears strangely silent on the implementation effort here.
Echohawk points out the federal government is investing billions in protecting the rights of Ukrainians. He wants to see similar measures enacted here to protect Indigenous peoples. For National Native News, I'm Robin Vincent.
This spring, in the southwest Alaska region of Bristol Bay, the Traditional Council of Nuustiahawk partnered with a program that connects rural communities with Alaska Native artists. KDLG's Izzy Ross talked with one of those artists who wants to help people use art to heal.
Danielle Larsgaard, a commercial fisher and a domestic violence counselor, recently embarked on a new business endeavor. A traveling art studio called Alriak Arts. She wants to hold workshops on how people can use art to process emotions and address trauma.
Bridging the gap between modern art and bringing back traditional art. Our minds, our bodies, our hands, our souls, we heal best when we're practicing our cultural lifestyle, traditional lifestyle.
Larsgaard brought her studio to Nuustiahawk during the last week in April as part of AmeriCorps' Resilient Alaska Youth After School program. It partners with tribes, schools, and nonprofits in rural communities statewide to support youth activities. The program teamed up with Nuustiahawk's Traditional Council to have Larsgaard lead the art workshops. She teaches a traditional drum-making class, where students craft 15-inch, 16-sided instruments. She also hosts an art therapy paint night with parents. Matthias Suskuk with the Traditional Council says at least 22 kids participated in the workshop, so many that a few had to work on the project as a team.
We started with drum-making. We started the drum part, the circle thing, so it could be smooth for the deer skin we're going to use, and then while that's drying up, we'll probably do painting.
For Larsgaard, these aren't just art projects. She wants to address the generational gap created by boarding schools and other historical traumas.
A lot of generations didn't learn how to preserve grass or to go out and get hides and to stretch them and make drums and make rain gear and stuff like that. And so with that generational gap, I'm fulfilling it with teaching these traditional classes for individuals who didn't have an uppa or an umma to walk them alongside and teach those things, or a mom and dad to teach them how to live off the land or how to live off the water.
The Nuustiahawk workshops weren't limited to kids in the after-school program. The whole community was able to get involved. The Resilient Alaska Youth Program will open applications for new community partners this month. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
Before 2011 and September 2020, 710 Indigenous persons were reported missing. According to BIA.gov, Native Americans are at a disproportionate risk of experiencing violence, murder, or going missing, and making up a significant portion of missing and murdered cases on file. Everyone deserves to feel safe in our community, and you can help. Visit BIA.gov/service/MMU to learn more.
The Health Minute, produced by University of Utah Health.
When somebody's having a stroke, the faster you recognize that they're having a stroke, the better. Dr. Troy Madsen's an emergency room physician. What are the signs of stroke?
Well, it's great that you use the word fast, because that's what you think of when you think of the signs of a stroke. So think fast. F stands for face. If part of their face is drooping, A for arms. If one arm seems weak, S is for speech. If their speech seems garbled or they can't get the right words out, T is for time, meaning it's a time-dependent thing. You want to get to the emergency department as quickly as possible. Some other things I look for are coordination issues, balance issues, also leg weakness. These can all be signs of a stroke. So if you're with someone, they're having weakness, particularly on one side of the body, that's a reason to get to the emergency department as quickly as possible and to get that treatment for a stroke.
To find out more about this and other health and wellness topics, visit thescoperadio.com.
This Health Minute brought to you by St. John's Health in Lander. Primary care and specialty services, all at one convenient location at the corner of 1st and Lincoln. Call 332-2189 to make your appointment today.
It's time for Agriculture Today on the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northland. Ag labor remains one of the chief concerns for the farming and ranching communities across the West, not only due to increasing costs, but also limited availability. Representative Dan Newhouse is chair of the Western Caucus and says, unfortunately, the Farm Workforce Modernization Act, which has already cleared the House, has stalled in the Senate.
There's, I think, growing amount of support for doing something. People recognize the urgency in our agricultural industry for labor in most parts of the country, not all. We're just not at that sweet spot yet where we can get a bill to the floor of the Senate.
Newhouse stressed that the Farm Workforce Modernization Act looks to reform the H-2A program, which he says would address many issues the farming community is facing when it comes to the U.S.-Mexico border.
We've had a very hard time with the Department of Labor allowing H-2A workers who have visas working through the Department of Homeland Security to be able to come in, go to work, and get vaccinated at the responsibility of their employer. They will not allow us to do that, as they did last year. They allowed that program to happen last year, which is very frustrating.
Representative Newhouse added that farm workers are critical and needed to produce food and fiber that Americans and the world need and expect.
Come celebrate our shining stars Friday, May 13th at Stetson and Stilettos, presented by the Nile Foundation. Entertainment provided by Dueling Pianos, the Colorado Keys, with live and silent auctions, games, and so much more. All to benefit the Nile Foundation Scholarship Program, which has given over $1.3 million in cash and live animal scholarships to deserving youth since 1990. Tickets are available on the Nile's website, thenile.org, or by calling 406-256-2497.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is the definitive voice of cattle producers in our nation's capital. NCBA is working on behalf of its members to protect your operation from government overreach and rising taxes. But the cattle business is under pressure, and we need every producer to join us to protect our way of life. Join NCBA today and help us protect the future of your farm or ranch. Visit ncba.org or call 866-233-3872 for more information.
Fertilizer prices continue to climb higher. DAP had an average price of $1,049 per ton last week, while MAP was at $1,082 a ton, an all-time high. Potash was priced at $881 a ton nationally, while anhydrous was at $1,534 a ton, also an all-time high. That's your Agriculture for Today program for the Western Ag Network. I'm Lane Northland.
All right, we're back again. Thanks again for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You've been listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up for today. Big, big, big shout out to our guests. Thanks for three of the members of the Low Water String Band for stopping by yesterday to chat with us and share your music with us as well. There's some great tunes. I'm looking forward to listening to them this weekend if I can make it over there. I did say in the interview I might have lied a little because I've got Dancing with the Stars this weekend, which is also Saturday night, which just means you've got a lot of stuff to do and options for here in Fremont County. But go to the album release party Saturday night. That's at the Coulter Loft, 7 o'clock, and you're going to get some awesome music, and you get pay a minor little fee, they said, but you get the a copy of the CD and some merchandise, your choice, it sounds like. But go check that out. And thanks to the Low Water String Band for stopping by and sharing that awesome local sound with us. Thank you to our sponsors as well, the Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gamble's Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, and Impact 307. We couldn't do what we do without you all, and appreciate everything you do for the community as well. Thanks for tuning in today, Fremont County. We'll be back at it at the same time tomorrow. Don't miss out on tomorrow's show either. It'll be another good one for you. But enjoy the rest of your day, and until then, have a good one, Fremont County.